Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Warner Media picked up a familiar face for its coverage of the U.S. men's national team on TNT and HBO Max. That familiar face is Kyle Martino, who spent 8 years covering the Premier League with NBC from 2013 until 2020. And he is one of the most respected analysts that TV coverage has for soccer in the United States. Now, he will be talking with World Soccer Talk's Kartik Krishnayar on a variety of topics, including his start with Warner Media in its coverage of the U.S. men's national team, but other topics includes how it feels to be back in the booth, back in the studio, why Kyle Martino actually took a break from TV, how it's different calling national team games compared to club soccer games, such as the Premier League, and the challenge of having little time to analyze games. So I hope you all enjoy this conversation between Kartik Krishnayar and Kyle Martino.
So it's fantastic for us to catch up with you again, Kyle Martino, and you're back doing commentary now for Warner Media's package of U.S. men's national team matches, which is an 8-year deal. Obviously, U.S. women's national team is part of that as well. And matches on HBO Max and on TNT. So you've been out of the commentary thing for a few years now since you left NBC's Premier League coverage in 2020. What's it like jumping back into this? And what was it like being out of the game in a commentary sense, in a television sense for the last 2.5 seasons?
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but it was wonderful being out of the game for a little while. And mostly because, and it's one of the big reasons that I decided to take a break from TV for so long. I just got to immerse myself in projects that were born out of my run for U.S. Soccer President back when I made that crazy decision to leave NBC and potentially not go back if I was able to win that election. So, so incredibly grateful for and enjoyed my time at NBC. It's my forever family, and I now sit on the couch on the weekends with my kids and with my real family, celebrate them and watch the incredible work they continue to do. But I've just been lost and poured my entire focus and bandwidth into, I guess you could say, my instruments of cultural growth in the game of soccer. And I'm much more a fan over the past 2 years than any expert or any opinion that someone was going to listen to.
Tell us about this opportunity now. What convinced you to get back into the game, so to speak, in terms of media and commentary with Warner Discovery? I keep saying Warner Media. That's the previous name. Warner Discovery and TNT. And HBO Max.
Yeah, there were a few opportunities when I left NBC to go back on TV, and the time commitment was one reason I didn't go back. I just have been a weekend warrior my whole life, and it was time to commit weekends to the big soccer games that are in my life now, which are under 8. Girls soccer games, and my daughter Marlo is, the Manchester Derby is nothing to what it feels like for me on a weekend to be at a big match with Marlo Martino playing in it. I took my attention off of potentially going back into TV until this opportunity came up. And obviously the TNT basketball show is one of the greatest, you know, sports broadcast products on the planet. An incredible team, remarkably entertaining, just so high level. And everyone's been trying to emulate that and reproduce it most unsuccessfully. So, you know, the pedigree and the heritage of the team behind the scenes at TNT that put together that show, being a part of, you know, this foray into soccer was very exciting to work with such an incredible production group. And then, you know, Julie Foudy, who I hold in such high regard as a former player and a talent and a voice for soccer, and DeMarcus Beasley being my former roommate with the men's national team and starting his television career, it not only, you know, was it a great production team and a really exciting on-camera team that I really was looking forward to joining. And then the national team means a lot to me. You know, it's the, you know, if you have a choice, the team I care the most about. And that was the last piece that helped me see this is a great reason to get back on TV. And, you know, it's hard after you've been with a team like NBC, you know, the Lee and Graham and Arlo and Rebecca and the Robbies. It's just, you know, it is a family. It is a team that I'll always think about how incredible it was that we did what we did in the 8 years I was there. So, you know, hard to feel you can find that sort of team again, but it's a testament to what TNT and Warner Discovery have put together that, you know, I'm very excited and not anxious whatsoever about being able to recreate those moments with the team that I've joined.
So the big question in terms of just your preparation and your comfort level that I have is NBC, it's a weekly thing, right? It's the Premier League is a grind, right? 38 match days. You're in the studio for the majority of those, week in, week out. You're watching games in the middle of the week, right? Also to prepare for the next week. And just the NBC Fan Fest in Orlando was just last week. So I was there and was talking to some of your former colleagues, and that's the grind. That's the job. Now you're doing a national team job where you'll be calling a game once every, well, maybe two matches in a window, but two matches one every 3 months. So how do you stay fresh? How do you stay sharp? And is that a particular challenge that maybe you didn't face at NBC that you're going to face here?
You know, the challenge is in not having a lot of reps, you know, in any scenario, not being with your team regularly. You know, it's the same challenge that national teams have, right? National team comes in and has to gel very quickly. So you can see the parallels there. But you know, with the talent we have and the experience we have on our team, you know, Shaw Brown and some of the producers that have been doing more World Cups and more national team games than any other producers, you know, we will hit the ground running on every broadcast. You know, it'll take time to gel and find that chemistry and find that shorthand that takes a lot of years to establish. But you know, for me, I think it's the freshness will come from, you know, being away and you know, sometimes on NBC you're working so much. You feel like, oh man, I just said this yesterday. You know, you sometimes you're like, I'm getting sick of my own voice. And so, you know, I'm not worried about the challenge in that it really is perfect in my life right now because it does allow me to be the off camera person that I want to be in order to move the game forward in this country. And the NBC job, you know, as much as I loved it, there was an increasing commitment that just became impossible to marry with all the other things off of camera I wanted to be doing.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So with that in mind, obviously, Warner Discovery has given you a streaming platform. NBC launched their streaming platform as you were leaving, Peacock, so you didn't really get to take advantage of that. But now you're on HBO Max, and already noticed the first few matches, women's national team and men's national team, that were on HBO Max. There's more, I don't want to say necessarily freedom, but more, you can go more long form. You can elaborate on your thoughts a little more. You can talk a little more. And you and Julie and DeMarcus and Shannon have taken advantage of that. And they've given us some great analysis that we don't necessarily get on linear television all the time. So talk a little bit about that, because that's different, right? That's different than being on NBC or being on TNT, being on HBO Max and having all the time in the world, basically, without commercials.
Yeah, I can see Pierre Moussa and Adam Littlefield's faces as I get ready to say this comment. Incredible producers that have been such a big part of the NBC success. Kyle Rapp, you know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 5 seconds, Kyle Rapp. It's weird to not have that being yelled in my ear constantly. And I think, you know, the downside to the incredible success of NBC is and the challenge of covering so much in a window is there's very little time to elaborate. There's very little time to go deeper. And I think NBC does an incredible job of turning 30 seconds into 3 minutes. But it is a wonderful and unusual feeling, you know, having a 12-year career in TV to be wondering, like, are we really still going to be able to talk about this? This is kind of wild. So I think there are challenges to having, you know, a lot of time and making sure that you make it, you know, important and thoughtful. And the real challenge is going to be bouncing back and forth from HBO Max, where we don't have commercial breaks and we have that time, to TNT that follows a normal structure. But again, you know, when you're TV talent, you basically put your hands in, or you put your comfort and your TV life in the hands of these incredible producers. And you know, we have some of the best in sport.
What is working with Luke Wildman like? Because he's a pro, right? And he's called this game from many different angles, different places, different markets, right? England, Canada, the United States. So that's something really different in terms of what necessarily we've had in terms of commentators for U.S. men's and women's national team before. I mean, he's got maybe more global perspectives than most of the commentators we've had in the past. So talk about working with him, because I think that's a really cool addition to the U.S. soccer family, if you will.
Yeah, well, I'll start with, I really like him. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, what you do, what teams you're calling or who you're doing it with. If you don't enjoy being next to the person, it's very difficult for that to last. And it's very difficult for chemistry and enjoyment to come across on the broadcast. He's a wonderful guy. I've known him for a while, but I've known him, you know, from my MLS days as you know, the guy in the booth next to Arlo and I, that we'd knock on the glass and wave that every now and then. You won't find anyone in the industry that has a bad word to say about him. Just a wonderful person. And, you know, he makes it easy to get back in the booth, you know, something I haven't done a lot over the years. And it's also nice to have an outside perspective, you know, someone that is looking at the national team from a different lens and, you know, challenging me to have a more thoughtful and, analytical assessment of a team that people watching might not be seeing as regularly as we are. And so it's already, I'm telling, it's a partnership I'm going to enjoy being a part of for sure.
Fantastic. Last question for you. We talked about the difference between calling national team football, soccer, and club, and the every week versus the every 3 months or 2 months or whatever it is. Any interest in doing commentary again for club soccer, whether it's MLS or the Premier League or Bundesliga or something else, USL maybe, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that interest is always there. You know, I think my life is never going to be a exclusively on-air talent life. And so it's just about finding ways to marry a television career that interests me with a desire to grow the sport in the country in ways that have nothing to do with being on television. And so, you know, I'll always keep my ears open and my mind open to opportunities. But for right now, you know, my focus is, you know, when you're a professional athlete, you're hardwired in a way that makes you difficult to be around sometimes, and trying to be the absolute best you can at something. And so my focus now is to join this incredible team at TNT and make our team one of the best on television.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kyle.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.